This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, War. Wayne Allyn Root, War on USA Radio Network. Great to be back with you on this Friday. Thank God it's Friday, right? I love being with you all week. I do this 7 days a week. The issue is I wouldn't have a voice. I need a day off just to rest my mind and my voice. And I really don't have days off because I work on Saturdays and Sundays, too. I work 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Just signed a big new book deal with what I hope is, what I think will be, the biggest book of the entire fall, 2018, heading into the election, heading into holiday season, about Donald Trump. I'll tell you more about the book in the coming days. But it should be a great, great, great fall for me with that book. But having said that, do you have any idea what it's like to write a book? 2, 3, 4 hours a day of writing. And anyone who does that knows that when it's over, when you're done with your 2, 3, 4 hours, you want to collapse. You're mentally exhausted. Well, I do that, and then I still got an 8-hour day, and then I got 3 hours on the radio. Crazy, crazy life. Don't forget, I still got to write 2 newspaper columns every single week. It takes me generally 3 hours to write a newspaper column. So that's 6 hours of newspaper columns in addition to writing a book, in addition to hosting radio and TV, in addition to being responsible for getting all the sponsors, or most of them, on the radio and TV. That's my days. Crazy, crazy, crazy days. Lots going on in Trump land. Another big day. Sad day because of the shooting at the Texas high school. That's a terrible thing. There's no way anybody can put a nice smiley face on a high school shooting. We all know it's terrible, whether you're Republican or Democrat, but it sure has nothing to do with guns. He had lots of explosives. He had a shotgun. So no matter what you ban, it won't affect shotguns. It won't affect explosives. You know, he didn't carry a handgun, and he didn't carry an assault weapon. So law enforcement still searching Santa Fe High School in Texas and other locations for explosive devices after a gunman opened fire at the school Friday morning, leaving at least 10 people dead, another 10 injured in what Governor Greg Abbott labeled the worst disaster to ever strike this community. The suspect is named, let's see if I can pronounce this right, Dimitrios Pagortsis, 17, obviously Greek. Pagortsis grew up with Greek kids whose dads owned diners, so I know that name, Dimitrios Pagortsis, 17, in custody in connection with the shooting. He allegedly used a shotgun and a .38 revolver in the attack, various kinds of explosives, including a CO2 device and a Molotov cocktail, were found in the home and a vehicle. Abbott stated, adding, there is potential for explosive devices in other sites being investigated. It appears the devices were made by the shooter, but that could not be solidly confirmed. Officials still working on a total number of explosive devices, which may be in the suspect's house, car, and other locations. Law enforcement still in the process of undertaking searches and investigations of the entire scene. This is just the beginning of what will be a very robust response. Police officers responded to the location around 8 a.m. Central Time Friday, following reports that a shooter opened fire inside. Witnesses said the gunman started shooting in an art class during first period. He allegedly entered wearing a long coat with a shotgun hidden underneath. Some 1,400 students attend the school. A 17-year-old student told Fox News a friend was shot in the leg. We all thought it was practice drill. We all started kind of running and laughing across the street, hiding behind the auto place. At that point, they had us all starting to write our names on paper, showing we were there, and they had us walking over. Said Destiny Clark, a junior, pointing to the store. It's very dramatic. No one knew what was going on. The timeline was not immediately clear, but officials noted that officers were at the school on the scene when the shooting began. Retired police officer John Barnes, working as a school resource officer, was shot in the incident. There were two officers assigned to the school, Texas Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick noted, adding a safety award had been given to the school in recent weeks. The school had previously passed a safety test and performed a lockdown test, too. There are too many entrances and too many exits. Maybe we need to look at limiting the entrance and the exits of the schools, he continued. We need to harden our schools and make them safer. This is not acceptable in the state of Texas or in this country. There have been too damn many of these, said Texas Senator Ted Cruz. We got to be doing everything humanly possible to stop this from ever happening again. A reason for the shooting was not immediately clear, although officials said they have a statement from the subject, which will help to determine motive. Unlike recent shooting events, this one involved no red flag warnings. That's what he says, but that's not what I've heard. He has no criminal history. I got it. But I heard his Facebook page says, born to kill. That's not a warning? Born to kill publicly on your Facebook page? Even if you walked around saying it, I could live with that. If you put it in writing, there's something wrong there, man. In any case, terrible loss of life. I don't know yet. I've not seen any reports as to, you know, how many of them are kids, how many of their teachers, how many are police. Very, very scary stuff and very sad stuff. 10 dead at the high school, pressure cookers, pipe bombs, possible accomplice held. Other big news, a domestic flight in Cuba, not an American flight, but a Cuban plane goes down, and more than 100 dead and three women fighting for their lives in very bad shape. Boeing 737 crashes near Havana, a Cubana airline flight, burst into flames and plunged to the ground near their main airport, Jose Marti International Airport. In other major news. All right. You can only, you know, I'm glad I'm not a regular news guy because you can only spend so much time talking about sad stuff like kids dying in high school shooting. It's not what this show is about. I mean, you have to talk about it, but it's not what this show is about. This show is about politics and sometimes a little entertainment, sometimes a little gossip, sometimes a little Hollywood, sometimes a little sports, sometimes a little business, but mostly politics and hot button issues. It's not about some nutcase shooting people at high school. And by the way, nutcase shooting people at high school is not about guns. It's got nothing to do with guns. Stop even talking about guns. Here's the Texas Attorney General. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton. The more we regulate, the more time we lose, the more people we're going to lose. I'd prefer to have people in place to protect our children, not leave it open for someone who's not going to follow a gun law to come in and kill as many children as they want to. People like this are not going to follow gun regulations, Paxton said. Law-abiding citizens will, and so disarming law-abiding citizens doesn't protect our children. It puts them at greater risk. Love this guy. And the more we regulate, the more time we lose, the more people we're going to lose. So I prefer to have people that were in place to protect our children, not leave it open for somebody who's not going to follow a gun law to come in and kill as many children as they want to. Bravo. Attorney General Paxton, good comments. How about Senator Rand Paul? Senator Rand Paul, great stuff. Shooters aren't shooting up the sheriff's office. They go where there's no self-defense. Great point, Rand Paul. Shooters don't shoot celebrities who are surrounded by five bodyguards with guns. Menacing giant ex-football players with guns protect celebrities. Nobody shoots at them. Nobody shoots at police. Nobody shoots at police stations. No one walks on the military bases and starts shooting. I mean, those things have happened, but all very rare. Why? Because they know there's guns there. You're better off when there are guns than if there's not. During an interview with Fox News Channel on Sunday, Senator Rand Paul argued schools can't be defenseless and disturbed shooters aren't so disturbed that they're going to shoot up the sheriff's office. They're showing up where there's no self-defense. Rand said, I think the first thing we should do, there needs to be an announcement by every school district that we're going to defend our children, that we're not going to have a sign outside that says we're defenseless. And I think that's the problem. See, it's about time we're fighting back on offense. He said, I think that's the problem, is that we do have these homicidal, crazy, mentally disturbed kids, but they still aren't so disturbed they're going to shoot up a sheriff's office. They're showing up where there's no guns. He added, I think we get distracted. We start talking about something that Republicans and Democrats disagree with on gun control. Look, every Hollywood actor that hates guns has armed bodyguards defending them. Wow, Rand must be reading my stuff. So they hate guns unless the guns are defending them. Let's announce tomorrow. Let's encourage everybody who protects our kids. Superintendents, principals, school boards. Announce tomorrow we're not going to leave our kids defenseless. We're going to defend our schools from crazy people with guns. Rand also argued we need to stop people who have psychiatric disorders that cause them to act violently and prevent people who are crazy from getting firearms. He further said there isn't enough work being done to keep people who are mentally unstable or breaking the law from having guns. Now, I agree with him totally. I do agree with him totally. However, it's just a problem when you talk about stuff like that because Democrats use it every single time to come after our guns. If you don't believe that, you're kidding yourself. All right, some good news out there. Trump back to 50% approval rating for the 11th time this year. Ed Rasmussen, he's back to 50% approval rating. And he's been at 50% or so the whole month of May, right in that range. So that's really good news. More good news, more interesting news. The ultimate anti-Trumper. I wonder if he really came around or he just realized he ruined his career. Glenn Beck. And I know Glenn Beck, and I always liked Glenn Beck. I always thought Glenn Beck was a patriot and a hero until he went on this anti-Trump jag and ruined his career and killed his radio show. And I always wondered if he'd ever come around, and now I'm wondering, is he coming around because he ruined his radio career and he wants to rehabilitate it, or is he coming around for another reason? Glenn Beck endorses Donald Trump and puts on a MAGA hat. How about that one, a red MAGA hat? The staunch Never Trump radio host and founder of The Blaze announced on Friday he's supporting President Donald Trump's 2020 election bid. Glenn Beck has heard enough from the mainstream media. It's time to acknowledge everything real Donald Trump has done for America. That's from The Blaze. It's we from The Blaze. Beck said the decision to finally support the president came after watching dishonest and corrupt media mischaracterize Trump's comments in which he described MS-13 gang members as animals. Media, if you can get me, Glenn Beck, to do this, if you could drive me to the point where I say, you know what, I've had enough, I'll vote for him, you're making a gigantic mistake. And then Beck put a red Make America Great Again hat on his head, announced the symbolic act to his radio listeners. He believes Trump will take the White House in 2020 in a landslide. Wow, Glenn, are you listening to my show, Glenn? You must be watching my Newsmax show or listening to my USA show. I tell you every minute, we're going to win big in 18 and win in a landslide in 20. Trump is beloved, and I say all the time that the media has driven all of us to love the guy. You know, I say it all the time. And now Glenn Beck saying the exact same thing. Welcome to my world, baby. Welcome to my club. Wayne Allyn, Warren Al, USA Radio. Be right back. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Just this past February, the Dow crashed 2,700 points. In March, another 2,100 points. Experts believe more volatility will come and perhaps an even bigger crash. The Dow lost 55% in the last big decline. Are you prepared for what could come next? You need portfolio insurance now more than ever. That's where Tangible Investments comes in. CEO Silvano De Genova specializes in portfolio insurance. He's been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, featured by CNBC, Fortune, History, and Discovery channels. Tangible can provide asset diversification that is safe and liquid. Tangible can protect your assets from the coming storm. Tangible has a 30-year track record. Best of all, Tangible's products have outperformed the Dow 3-1 since 1970. That's one heck of a safe haven from the storm. Call 800-780-9000 right now to receive your free investor kit, and we'll add for free the award-winning full-feature film, Why Money Became Worthless. Call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000, or visit TII1.com.
Want to add three more days to your weekend? Then get on board a free luxury cruise today. Your dream destination, meals, and adventure are all included free when you buy the book 5-Day Weekend. Why is New York Times bestselling author Garrett Gunderson and Nick Halig giving away thousands of luxury cruise tickets? Simple. They've created an online community they want you to benefit from. No, you don't have to read the book or join the community to enjoy your free cruise. Use the ticket when you want, how you want, and with who you want. They're confident after you apply just three of their 16 proven wealth-building strategies in the book, you'll improve your cash flow in just 30 days, so you'll join the online 5DW community. That's why the authors can afford to be generous and give you a luxury cruise ticket at their expense. Call 1-800-598-5129, 1-800-598-5129. Buy a copy of 5-Day Weekend, and you'll get a free 3-day cruise ticket for processing and tax. That's 1-800-598-5129, or log on to cruisenow.info. That's cruisenow.info, cruisenow.info.
Shop Lowe's Memorial Day Savings and kick off your summer projects early. Add beautiful color to pots and garden beds and save with 12-pack select annuals, now 2 for $16. And grow beautiful flowers and delicious veggies with Stay Green Garden Soil. 4 bags are just $10. All projects have a starting point. Start with Lowe's. Offers valid 5/16 through 5/23. While supplies last, selection varies by location. U.S. only, excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Wayne Allyn Root for Bullet Blocker. I love these guys. Sometimes you find a product and you go, wow, why didn't I think of that? Trained as an Army Ranger and former Deputy Sheriff, Joe Curran invented the world's first bulletproof backpack. Now Joe has built a successful Made in the USA company that offers bullet-resistant products for your most precious asset, your children. Backpacks, bulletproof clothing, vests, briefcase, and more. Bullet Blocker gives your kids the gift of life. Stylish clothing that protects like police body armor. Go to bulletblocker.com and enter code WAR to save 10%. That's bulletblocker.com, bulletblocker.com.
War now.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
All right, Wayne on the Root, War Now. Welcome back to the show. War Now on USA Radio Network as well as Newsmax TV. I am your relentless Trump warrior, conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, SOB, blue-collar son of a butcher, warrior for truth, justice, and the American way, patriot, capitalist, evangelist, and most importantly, American-made and proud of it. You can only find a war like this in the good old U.S. of A. Can you imagine trying to find a human being like me in, like, Argentina, Brazil, Venezuela? Just they don't exist. Only America produces patriots, fighting patriots, in-your-face patriots. I'm a warrior for God, guns, gold, tax cuts, term limits, taxpayers, Trump, and that tall, wonderful wall. I'm an ass-kicker, not an ass-kisser. Coming to you from the entertainment and low-tax capital of America, Las Vegas, and my flagship station, 790 Talk Now, KBET, founded and operated by the great Edward Stolz, gave me my start in radio and stations all over this great country, blessed by God and syndicated by USA Radio. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of the show. Be among the first 100 callers, and Tangible Investments will send you absolutely free a 1 ounce American Silver Eagle along with your free guide for investing in precious metals. Beautiful, bold, brassy, 1 ounce American Silver Eagle. It's beautiful. Straight from the mint. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000. 800-780-9000. Ready, set, go. First 100, get it. 800-780-9000 or visit TII1.com. Most caller-friendly show in America. Call toll-free from anywhere in the USA. 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. My website, rootforamerica.com. My email is wayneroot@gmail.com, and my Twitter is @RealWayneRoot, as in I'm the real thing, R-E-A-L, Real Wayne Root, @RealWayneRoot. You wonder when you see things on the Internet, is this true, right? Hawaii National Guard whistleblowers warn friends and family of imminent power plant explosion and tsunami. A friend who works with our civil defense shared to just be prepared because the data is going off their charts, setting off all kinds of bells. The highly controversial Puna geothermal venture, PGV, power plant has become a major issue of concern among U.S. government insiders who fear an imminent explosion of the plant may cause a massive tsunami and wreak havoc in the region due to the recent uptick in volcanic activity on Mount Kalaya. I don't know how you pronounce it, but Mount Kalaya, I guess. 2 days ago, lava was really close. What officials aren't telling you is that PGV contains tens of thousands of gallons of highly flammable solvents, which it uses to power its turbines. If earthquakes, eruptions, or fire cause this solvent to ignite, it would trigger a massive explosion, which National Guard civil defense whistleblowers fear will cause a massive tidal wave, which would in turn threaten the Hawaiian Islands and the lives of people in the region. A friend who received the alert from two different whistleblowers immediately notified family members via text message, telling them to be prepared. Just got this from a friend. Hey, loves, please notify friend and family. The power plant on Hilo may explode within 48 hours, which would cause earthquakes and tsunamis. The text message went on to read, it'd be a good idea to get prepared. So-and-so's mom is in the National Guard and getting called in now to prepare in case this happens. They did not notify the public yet. For your information, might have a tsunami warning within 24 hours. Please make sure you make a meeting place or a number to call for your loved ones. Oahu people will probably have 20 minutes to get up high somewhere, so please share this inside info with everyone. Wow, Oahu. I mean, that's where Honolulu is. I mean, I think of this being the big island of Hawaii, and it's not, you know, not a lot of people there. Not a lot of people living there. And obviously, a lot of people living in Honolulu, so can you imagine how bad it could get? Wow, these are the things nobody tells you, you know? The employees know, and the National Guard know, and they warn their relatives, and nobody tells the rest of us, huh? Remember yesterday I made a big issue of this MS-13 story? Nancy Pelosi defends MS-13 and trashes Trump, says there's a spark of divinity in every human being. The liberal media ran a disgusting smear on Wednesday against Trump while defending MS-13 killers. The media claimed President Trump called all immigrants animals when he was clearly discussing MS-13 gang members. Nancy Pelosi accused President Trump of calling all illegal aliens animals. This is a lie. Pelosi defended MS-13, though, saying there's a spark of divinity in every human being. So, I mean, look, if that's true, I'll reserve judgment. I'm always careful because they weren't careful of Trump. But I'll reserve judgment. Did Nancy Pelosi really defend MS-13 members, or is she defending supposedly all illegal immigrants? Because if she defended MS-13, let's put that up on every ad in America, and let's make her the poster girl, the enemy of America. Because that's what she is. If you really have the nerve to defend MS-13, you and Schumer, with the comments that all our great-great-grandparents are the same as MS-13. I mean, that's what he was saying. Is that what he meant? Really? My great-great-grandfather and my grandfather? None of them were killers. None of them were rapists. None of them slit anyone's throat. Liberals. Such losers. Wayne Allyroot, War Now.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyroot for Blue Blocker Sunglasses. How good are blue blockers? First, America's astronauts use the same blue blocking formula in outer space. And over 20 million pairs have been sold throughout the world. 20 million. They're as stylish as sunglasses, costing hundreds more. They look great on both men and women. Blue blockers provide the best eye protection, blocking 100% of the UVA, UVB, and blue light. Blue light is very bad for your eyes and often the cause of many eye diseases. Blue blocker sunglasses block 100% of the blue light. They're the most protective sunglasses you can own. You can hit the lens with a hammer and the lens won't shatter. We've heard of cases where a blue blocker customer got into a car accident, and if it weren't for blue blockers, they would be blind today. So call toll free and order one pair for $29.95 or two pairs for $39.95 plus postage. You'll receive a pair of standard aviator style blue blockers with carrying case neck strap, and if you're not 100% satisfied, you can return them within 90 days for a full refund. Just call toll free 800-722-7777, 800-722-7777, 800-722-7777.
War now.
USA Radio News.
A 17-year-old carrying a shotgun and a revolver opened fire at a Houston area high school today, killing 10 people, most of them students. Texas Governor Greg Abbott said this is something no parent should have to go through.
We come together today as we deal with one of the most heinous attacks that we've ever seen in the history of Texas schools. It's impossible to describe the magnitude of the evil of someone who would attack innocent children in a school, a place of learning where parents should be able to send their children without fear for their child's safety.
We also heard from President Trump earlier today regarding the shooting.
My administration is determined to do everything in our power to protect our students, secure our schools, and to keep weapons out of the hands of those who pose a threat to themselves and to others.
This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Wayne Allen Root, War Now, sponsor of the segment of the show, Bullet Blocker. Hey, what could be a more perfect sponsor of my show on a day with another tragic high school shooting in Texas this time? 10 dead. Terrible thing. Bullet Blocker is how you protect your kids. Sometimes you find a product and you just go, wow, why didn't I think of that? What an incredible product, right? This is a guy who's trained as an Army Ranger and a former deputy sheriff. His name is Joe Curran. He invented the world's first bulletproof backpack. Now Joe has built a successful made-in-USA company that offers bullet-resistant products for your most precious asset, your kids. When they leave for school, are they protected? When they leave for work, are they protected? You know, this isn't just about a terrorist or a crazy person running through a school. This is about, you know, what if they're at work and a guy walks in who's a killer and wants to rob the store they work at? This is backpacks, bulletproof clothing, vests, briefcases, and more. Inserts that go inside your books, notebooks. Bullet Blocker gives your kids the gift of life. Stylish clothing that protects like police body armor. It gives you peace of mind for the parents. Go to bulletblocker.com and enter code WAR, W-A-R, for Wayne Alaroot, to save 10%. That's bulletblocker.com, bulletblocker.com. If you're a parent and today's shooting is on your mind, you don't think I got to go to bulletblocker.com. You're crazy. All right, we've got our guest here. Great guy. We've had him on before. My kind of guy. His name's Steve Cortez, CNN political commentator. I don't know why he's on CNN. Serves on Trump's Hispanic Advisory Council, contributor to Real Clear Politics and the Washington Examiner, national spokesman for the Hispanic 100, promotes Latino leadership through free enterprise principles. So, in other words, a Republican conservative Latino. I love it. Steve Cortez, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
Wayne, thanks so much for having me.
Am I describing you right? Are you a Republican conservative? Or you don't use those terms?
You know, yeah, I'm absolutely a conservative. You bet I am. I'm a constitutionalist. I will say the Republican part I'm a little iffy on because I can't stand the way the Republican Party, particularly on Capitol Hill, is treating our president, Donald Trump. So, I've always voted Republican, absolutely. But I wouldn't just necessarily default to saying I'm a Republican. I'm a skeptical Republican, but I'm a constitutional, conservative American and I'm an Hispanic, and you know all of that. The Republican part, when they play ball, I'm with them.
Yeah, right. Well, no, I can't do anything but agree with you, except I always call myself a Republican, and I always say that I'm a member of the loser party. You know, it's just, you know, they're just losers. They don't accept winning. Trump is getting them to win and win and win and win some more, which is a perfect segue to your column, which Donald Trump himself saw and commented on. Your column is Trump's winning streak rivals one of the greatest streaks in sports. And Steve Cortez compared Donald Trump's winning streak to John Wooden, the great UCLA coach who once won 88 straight wins over three seasons in the early 1970s, an NCAA men's record. So, Steve, congratulations that Donald Trump saw it and tweeted out about it. Tell us all the facets of Donald Trump's winning streak that you think deserve celebration.
You bet. Well, listen, Wayne, I think he's having an amazing month of May so far. It began with the unemployment report, which I think it's good to begin at the beginning sometimes, right? And I think that's the most important place for most of America. And I think it's the main reason. There's a lot of reasons he won, but the main reason he won, in my opinion, is the economic anxiety of middle America who has been forgotten. And, between terrible trade deals and onerous regulation and overbearing taxation, middle America had a tough slog for at least the last decade in the United States, unfortunately, in the slow growth Obama years. And Donald Trump saw that, spoke to it, didn't exploit it, spoke to it, and offered solutions. And those solutions are starting, those policies are starting to reap benefits already for middle-class workers. And what
I got to say something here. I got to say something, yeah. Steve, because when I look through your article, I've written, you know, I write twice a week for the Las Vegas Review Journal, and I write for Fox News, and I write for lots of conservative sites. And I've written all the things that you've written. We've both seen the same things with one exception. You see something here I've never seen before. And it could be because you're Hispanic and you look for those statistics, but I didn't know. I knew Hispanic unemployment was fantastic, but I didn't know it's registered below 5% only 7 months in the history of America, and 6 of the 7 months have occurred with Trump as president. That's amazing. I did not know that.
Right. And that's why I wrote it, and I'm so glad the president tweeted it, because I want to get this message out there. You know, I often joke when I'm on air on CNN, and I'm always fighting Wayne and, you know, on air. Whether I'm on air or online or I'm writing, I want to make the point. This president, who the mainstream media wants to characterize as a racist, if he is a racist, he's the worst racist ever. He is remarkably bad at being racist because, you know what he just keeps doing, Wayne? Is making life better for Hispanics, for blacks,
Jews, everybody.
He's making their lives more secure, more prosperous. He's the worst racist in history.
You know, I've written two things that sound like you. I wrote something during the campaign when he wasn't even president yet. And I said, Donald Trump will be the greatest president for Latinos in history. At the moment where everybody was ripping him as a racist, I wrote that, and everyone rolled their eyes and said, stupidest thing they ever heard, you know, that headline. But when you read beneath the headline, I said, because he's going to create Latino jobs by the millions. And sure enough, he did it. And then I wrote one called, Donald Trump is our first, have we elected our first Jewish president? People rolled their eyes. They were like, Jewish president? Well, I know he's not Jewish, but... Well, actually, he kind of is. He's a Jewish grandfather,
sort of.
But more importantly, is just I said he'll be the greatest president ever for Israel, and I was right again. So you and I think very much alike, my friend.
Well, that's dangerous. But no, listen, as far as Hispanics, here's the thing. I'm very proud that my community, the Hispanic Americans, are the most entrepreneurial community in America. That's amazing and something to really be proud of. Unfortunately, entrepreneurs of any stripe, whether you're Hispanic or black or white or purple, right? Entrepreneurs have had a tough time because of onerous regulation and because of too much taxation. That is now both of those scores of regulation and taxation. Both of those are being rolled back under President Trump. Sensible, predictable, restrained regulation and a lower tax code, which are unleashing entrepreneurial genius. And I believe that Hispanics, because of our inclination to start businesses, I think we're going to benefit more maybe than any other group. And I really believe that not only is it good for Hispanics, not only is it good for America, it's also going to be good politically for Donald Trump, because they're going to realize, you know what, we're going to reject this mainstream media narrative that he somehow hates Hispanics or that he's somehow a bigot or he's anti-Jew or, you know, whatever, anti, you name it. This is a man who cares about results. This is an entrepreneur, our first ever entrepreneur president, a mogul who built businesses on his own and is now going to do for the country, is doing for the country what he did for himself and his company. And it's remarkable and it's amazing. And I can't stop talking about it. And you're exactly right. 7 months in the United States history, Hispanic unemployment has been below 5%. 6 of the 7 are in the last year under the leadership of President Trump.
It's amazing. And look, you know, only about 5% of Americans are entrepreneurs. You know, 95% aren't. They work for someone else. Only 5% sign the front of checks. 95% sign the back of checks. So I'm sure the Hispanic rate is not that much higher than that. Maybe it's 10%. Whatever it is, my point is Trump got about 30% of the Hispanic vote. And so I've always said that, you know, the 70% who voted against him who were Hispanic don't own their own business. And I'll bet you almost all the ones in the 30% own their own business, because there's a point where...
Right.
Owning a business, I think, is more important than your religion or your race or whatever it is. I'm an entrepreneur way before I'm a Jew. Way before. Not even close. And I'm sure Hispanics feel the same way. It's not even close. Trump is great for entrepreneurs.
Right. No, 100%. And you know what, too? Here's another point I'd like to make about Hispanics, because this often bothers me. You know, so I'm on CNN weighing every day and just, you know, fighting my heart out. For the president against...
You're always five against one, right? Always. It's always
a network that, you know, wants to malign him constantly. And one thing they talk a lot about is they always want to say, being in favor of legal immigration or being in favor of border control, that that's somehow anti-Hispanic. And
Or racist, right? They use the word racist.
Constantly. And right. I couldn't disagree more, by the way, because people like my father, like millions of Americans, Hispanic Americans, who came here the right way, the legal way, they actually resent the idea that someone can cheat the system, can hop the line, get in front of them. It's absurd. And not only that, economically speaking, it has been so harmful to working class Americans, of whatever ethnicity, whatever color, so harmful that we have allowed and tolerated for decades in this country, you know, about 1 million illegal immigrant workers a year. That's an outrage. It's been so harmful to middle America. And I think blacks and Hispanics, by the way, have suffered most of all from that situation. That is being rectified under this president. I think it's one of the reasons that wages are rising and that minority unemployment is plummeting, is because we're getting control of that situation.
Yeah, when you say that Hispanics, you know, are upset, you know, just like of illegals and everything, I agree with you, but it's the legal ones who are upset. Obviously, there's a lot of illegals voting. I mean, you agree with me on that, right? There's a lot of illegals, especially in California, voting. So when you hear 70% voted for Trump, you know, my feeling is a lot of them were illegal. I don't think they're legal Hispanics voting for Trump. I think they're illegal people voting for Trump, voting against Trump.
Listen, I was on the other night with Anderson Cooper, and he just literally, I think his head almost exploded when I told him. I said, listen, according to polling, this is not my polling, okay, but according to pretty objective polling, 10% of non-citizens in the United States say they vote, okay? There's 40 million, roughly, non-citizens in the United States, about 30 million legal and about 10 million illegal, you know, who knows exactly, but roughly, let's say. Well, that's 4 million votes. They say they vote. Am I to doubt them? Am I to say they're not? I mean, why would they say their vote? You know, so I think the problem, the fact that we have to show ID to check out a book at the library, but we don't have to show ID to vote, to me is insanity. And by the way, it's insulting to minorities because it's constantly viewed as it's suppressing minority vote as if we're not capable of showing ID.
Well, I live in a beautiful country club in Las Vegas, and I swear to you, Steve, they just instituted a policy. You can't drive into the country club without showing government-issued photo ID. And guess who drives in every day? Tons and tons and tons of immigrants who are doing the pools and gardening and maids and things like that. Most of them, to me, to my naked eye, look Hispanic. And yet they've got the ID and they get in. So why can't they be asked to vote? You know, the ID to vote. Hey, Steve, we got to run. Steve Cortez, great guy, CNN political commentator. Thanks for coming on.
Hi, I'm Wade Allyn-Root. I was one of the biggest critics of Barack Obama in the national media. You may remember from stories at Fox News. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. I interviewed all the top tax lawyers in America, and I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. The entire IRS was out to destroy me, and we won. Not once, but twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have hired non-lawyer tax resolution firms and have spent thousands of dollars getting nowhere. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis and get honest answers about your IRS case free. After your free confidential conversation, you'll be surprised at how affordable it is to hire one of the top tax lawyers in the country. In many cases, it's as little as $500 per month for only a few months. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. I'm passionate about this. Sam saved my life. The phone number is simple. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll-free 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. Trust me, it will be one of the best things you've ever done. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
I'm Chris Walls, and I'm a truck driver from Missouri. For 13 hours a night, I sit in my truck and I drive. Out of boredom, I'll stop and eat. If I'm not doing fast food, I guarantee there's a bag of chips open on my dashboard. That was all until Andro 400. I started out 4 months ago, and since taking Andro 400, I have dropped 45 pounds. I'm sleeping better. There's no cravings. I actually don't even think about food. My knee pain went away. I've had some lower back issues, and I've noticed that that went away, and I can only contribute that to Andro 400. One thing that Andro 400 said on the radio ad is it attacks belly fat. Well, let me tell you, it did. The second month is where I saw a drastic change in the size of my stomach. I've lost 6 inches. This product really does work.
So, guys, if you'd like to experience similar results, then get Andro 400. The safe, natural, and inexpensive way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
Hi, I'm Wade Allyn-Root. I'm not just a conservative talk show host. I'm a father of four kids. When we all send our kids to school each day, the second most important thing is that they get good grades. But the most important thing by far is they come home safe and sound in one piece. Trained as an Army Ranger and former Deputy Sheriff, Joe Curran thought the same thing. That's why he invented a product called Bullet Blocker. He invented the world's first bulletproof backpack. Now Joe has built a super successful company around safety products for your most precious assets, your kids, and your family. Bullet Blocker is an American company. They custom make a ton of products bullet-resistant. Backpacks, bulletproof clothing, vests, fleeces, briefcases. Bullet Blocker gives you the gift of life. Clothing that looks cool but protects your children's life with the same coverage as police body armor. Everything works with Department of Education guidelines. Go to bulletblocker.com and enter code WAR to save 10% on your order. That's bulletblocker.com, bulletblocker.com.
War now! Homemakers.
Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
All right, Wayne Allyn, this segment of the show is sponsored by My Patriot Supply. And it's apropos, it's fitting, because earlier in the show, I told you about emergency workers in Hawaii informing their relatives that the place is about to blow. It's not just that there was a volcano that went off, it's that there's a power plant in the way of the lava and in the way of the earthquake from the volcano. And if this volcano shakes and rattles and rolls loud enough and strong enough and deep enough, they think this whole power plant's going to go. And if it goes, there'll be a tidal wave. And if there's a tidal wave, all the Hawaiian Islands are in trouble. And so I tell you all this because no matter where you live, disasters like these, natural disasters, or even man-made disasters, how about the disaster of some sort of a, attack on our pulse, a pulse attack. So computers are out, emails out, cars don't work, phones don't work. No communication devices. EMP, electromagnetic pulse attack. The truth is, you got to be the first responder, the best first responder for your family. You can't wait for government to save you because they never do. This is the day to build your emergency food supply. Get this special double offer from my friends at My Patriot Supply. Buy a two-week emergency food kit and get one free. That's right. Two for one. Buy one, get one free. Take action now. Food lasts up to 25 years in storage. Both kits are shipped free discreetly to your home. Supplies are limited. Call 888, toll free, 888-524-6540, 888-524-6540, or preparewithwayne.com. 888-524-6540, or preparewithwayne.com. I'm going to get to my caller, JD, in 1 second. I want to mention Stormy Daniels had her performance cut short in Bend, Oregon. She started her performance. She was totally naked in a strip club. And a guy smashed her in the face with his wallet. And the performance stopped and she ran off the stage and the crowd booed. But the point is not to tell you that, because that's just the article. I want to read a little deeper in the article and tell you one thing here. This is what the whole Stormy Daniels thing is about. She had performed at this same club a few years ago. 2008. So actually 10 years ago. Daniels performed in Bend at Stars Cabaret in November 2008. And the show didn't have the same fanfare. It wasn't jammed. There wasn't a line outside. No one paid a cover charge. And the owner of Stars Cabaret, Randy Kaiser, said, quite honestly, I didn't remember her. I have no recollection of her ever being here. See, that's what this is all about. She was a nobody, porn star or not. She was a nobody, and now she's a somebody. just because she is suing the President of the United States and claiming she had sex with him. You know, people act like, you know, everything's about sexual harassment. No, it's about the girl trying to become famous. She isn't even claiming rape or sexual harassment or sexual assault. She says it was consensual. But people come forward because they want their 15 minutes of fame. And they want to drag you down while they pull themselves up. So I want to make sure people understand that. The world is not filled with people with altruistic motives. Their motive is fame and fortune. You don't think Stormy Daniels is broke? You think she's rich? I mean, come on. You don't think she needs the money? What did this do for her life? All of a sudden, she gets people to pay $20 cover charge, $20 a person to sign autographs. I mean, she certainly isn't rich. If she was rich, she wouldn't be stripping naked in a club while men throw wallets at her, leer at her, slobber, and sign autographs for $20. If you're rich, you don't have to do that. So obviously, she needs to pay the mortgage. So she was hoping she'd get rich from this whole thing. Instead, she gets $40 for a lap dance instead of $20, and $20 to sign an autograph. And from the same people who say, oh, she was here 10 years ago, I don't remember. Can't even remember. Let's take J.D. in Las Vegas on line one. J.D., you're on with Wayne Allyn Root. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing great, but getting better since I'm talking to you. You know, Nancy Bella Lugosi, a grandmother who should have retired years ago, never stops to annoy me whenever she opens her mouth. She has such a short memory. In 2008, in broad daylight, an MS-13 gang member named Ramos shot a father and his 20 and 16-year-old sons to dead in the Mission District of Sanctuary City of San Francisco. One of her congressman colleagues, King from New York, a Republican, has been fighting MS-13 on Long Island for 20 years. This woman is nuts. A 20-year-old and a 16-year-old and their father shot and killed by an MS-13 gang member in 2008. This was even more horrific than Kate Steinle.
Well, don't forget also, J.D., Chuck Schumer said yesterday. Now, again, in his defense, I'm going to be nice to Chuck Schumer. He would probably say, I thought the media said Trump badmouth all immigrants and called them animals, not just MS-13. But in response to thinking he called immigrants MS-13, Chuck Schumer said, Trump calls them animals and they're just like our grandparents and our great-grandparents. They all came here. They're not animals. They're nice people. I don't think he meant MS-13, but in any case, it's kind of disgusting that you should compare my grandparents to anyone who comes here illegally, let alone MS-13. My grandparents came here legally and did the right thing and earned a great living and paid lots of taxes in America, created a business, created jobs, and raised a wonderful family. They were good people. They never committed crimes. They didn't murder people. They didn't get drunk in their car and murder somebody. They didn't cut someone's throat as a gang member. They didn't rape anybody. I just think it's disgusting. What comments Democrats make are disgusting. All right, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now on USA Radio Network, Newsmax TV in hour number 3. Great to be with you again on this wonderful Friday. Thank you, JD, for the call. Remember, we love our calls, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. When we come back, I want to talk about the Doral resident shouting anti-Trump rhetoric who was waving a gun around at Trump's golf course in Miami. We'll be right back. War Now.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.